Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that by this is a problem of marrying foolish cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Thursday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a few minutes after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com, in whatever capacity, however capacitated or incapacitated you may be listening to us. We appreciate the hell out of the ear and brain time. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, taking our usual poo slingings at the right.
I like that one.
Poo slingings. Like I said, next couple of hours. Thanks for hanging out. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Release the caca catapult.
You want to be a tool in his hands?
Oh, yes.
Wow, Glenn Beck.
All right.
Thanks for...
I was just saying, some dickhead GOP just referred to a gun as a fucking tool. So stupid. Anyway, sorry.
Guns don't kill people.
Yeah, it's a tool, like a shovel.
Like the guy that typed that. Tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. We cast our eyes over to that stream every once in a while during the show. You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving. And where all the cool kids hang out, a warm and fuzzy community. I don't know about fuzzy, warm, embracing community. Some of them probably shave.
They are hairless.
Some of them get bikini wax.
Oh, yes.
And the women, too.
We're all going to be hairless once we fucking get nuked.
Actually, I saw
hairless,
that
hairless, skinless, organless.
I saw the other day that I don't even remember what this story was about. But it was about plastic surgery or something. But on the rise is man Brazilian.
I thought you were going to say people getting man boobs.
Guys getting their dick hair lasered off.
What? Jeez.
Their pubes.
You got to have good aim. Sharpshooter.
So, yeah, and here in California, who the hell knows what's going on?
God.
Don't forget, you can help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media by helping us out through our Amazon hole. Buy shit on the internet through our link at Amazon, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you get, we get a little commissione.
That's right, baby.
And it doesn't cost you fuck all.
Hello.
Only helps us out here.
This podcast is our key to 1%ville USA.
We're
going to be 1%ers.
Fucked. All kinds of stuff going on in the world before we get to the fun and games. And what I can't wait for is the latest news out of the trial of the century, the Alex Jones custody trial. We've got more news out of that.
No, that's impossible.
I know, it's hard to believe.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, April 20th, 420,
the year of our Lord,
2017. These are your headlines.
Oh, shit. That fucked my line up.
That's all right. Premature articulation.
Oh, I love that.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Hey,
Huffington Post.
Hey, boy. Fuck you.
Photograph. We talked about this guy the past couple of days. dancing gleefully on the grave of the O'Reilly Factor.
You said dancing. I assumed Rick Perry.
Well, we are dancing gleefully on the grave of the O'Reilly Factor, as it was announced yesterday that Bill O'Reilly, Dildo O'Reilly, will no longer be gracing the evenings of Fox.
No.
Fox quote news unquote.
Damn it. Who's going to replace this hateful jerk off? Satan?
You know, I don't know. They might. Maybe they'll move fucker down yes. to his slot and put somebody else Ooh. In. Put somebody else in their slot.
But.
In Tucker's slot.
Papa. Nobody wants in that slot. But Papa Bear is irreplaceable in turn, you know, for these right wing nut job loons. He's an icon. He's an icon of dickheadedness that they look up to. What are they going to do now?
Yeah, surprisingly, I wasn't seeing. I thought there would be a huge backlash of all the Trump pansies and the angry old white guys who would be upset that Dildo's gone. But I'm not yeah. seeing a lot of that. I don't know. For as much as they seem to love him and watch him, it doesn't appear that they're out in mass defending him.
They don't give a fuck.
We had one lunatic on our Facebook page who I was really happy to insult because he went right for the libtard.
I hate that.
Called us libtards.
Yeah, that's nice.
And went right for Clinton. It was a story about Dildo O'Reilly.
Right.
And he said, what about Bill Clinton, who raped hundreds of women?
Well, let's cancel his TV show then Fox and fucking News, dickhead.
Again, a non sequitur, typical Republican whatabout or conservative whataboutitis.
Do we want to do the whataboutitis game with the GOP? We will. Because we'll fucking win, motherfucker.
Well, right. And a couple other people. My default is usually with people like that, I try to use big words and try to sound like
elitist.
Try to sound like a normal educated person because I'm just trying to make them look dumber for saying, oh, you bunch of libtards. Oh, blah, blah, blah. What about Bill Clinton and the women he raped, you libtards? Yeah.
God.
And I pointed out to him.
What if we weren't liberal? Will we just be a tard or something? That's nice.
I pointed out to him that there was a tape. Allegedly, or not allegedly, it's in the court records that there is a tape. One of the women that he settled with has audio tape of him being all gross.
Right.
Hey, baby.
I mean, there's
nice. You're like nice there, don't you? You want to get a piece of this, don't you?
God, I'm making myself nauseous.
Hey, what's up, Venti Mocha with Whip? Want to come over here and collate, something on me?
So Dildo, no longer with us on on Fox.
What noises would he make to hot chocolate? Like,
she said, like, she called them grunting boar noises or something.
Oh, okay. Like, not like, whoo, 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 ha, ha, ha. Not like that.
No. He wants to. Ooh. He wasn't being. The only racist was the hot chocolate.
Oh, yeah. I didn't mean that in a racist way. Honestly, it was the only animal noise.
Oh,
I
thought
could
you meant
of.
That
no,
was
no, no.
The, that he was making monkey noises.
Yeah. God, I could see how. Listen, I didn't. I was just making a monkey noise. There's no racial undertones. I didn't mean that.
Oh, I thought you were assuming Bill would have made a racist. I wasn't assuming you were being racist. I thought
you were
doing the Bill O'Reilly character being a racist.
You know what I discovered?
And that you were surprised he didn't make monkey noises.
Racism has totally ruined making monkey noises. It has. People associate monkey noises with racism now because of,
in the context, I guess, yeah.
God, it sucks. You can't be a monkey.
Thanks, racist.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Picture of Dildo smiling on the HuffPo because the news comes out today that even though he's been let go, he recently signed a new contract over at Fox, quote, news, unquote.
Right. What are the...
$25 million payday.
Oh, my God. He gets all that?
Former Fox News star Dildo O'Reilly will receive $25 million as part of his settlement to leave the network in
as
the wake
part.
Of sexual harassment scandal, according to a source familiar with the matter.
Oh, yes. Is he getting more money then? A part?
His most recent contract provides that he can receive.
No, God bless you. Jesus Christ. You shut your eyes or your guts are going to come out of your eye sockets.
Motherfuck.
Holy shit.
Excuse me.
Okay, get him a Kleenex.
I apologize for my nasal moment.
You apologize for nothing.
The his most recent contract provides that he can receive a maximum of 1 year's salary upon departure.
Okay.
Which means that his most recent contract is said to be 20 mil, 25 mil a year.
Damn. $25 million a year. Mike Trout, best baseball player in the world. He doesn't get that.
Oh, really?
No.
That's around A-Rod territory, though, isn't it?
That's close to A-Rod territory. That's $30 million a year was A-Rod.
Was A-Rod?
Yeah, yeah. Towards the end of his contract. I mean, he, that guy made shit tons of money.
There you go. They reportedly had to pay $40 million to Ailes when he left.
Jesus Christ.
No, these poor old white men.
What?
I have to leave my job and make $25 million.
Why do these guys, these talentless motherfuckers, come with such a price tag? So, are they this talented?
So systemic years of harassment and racism are very profitable.
Oh.
Apparently.
I bet they are.
Goddamn. And, of course.
What message does this send our, you know, America?
No. Well, I think, what message did the last election send?
No good
to the
messages
world, yeah,
are being sent right now.
So there you go. The headline over at the HuffPo is that don't cry too much for Dildo Riley because he'll be $25 million richer.
You know, I don't get it. Why didn't he just resign when all this shit...
And have evenings free.
Oh, yeah. He can sleep in. The
right.
guy's getting tens of millions of dollars and now a license to sleep in for the rest of his fucking right. shit life.
And he's got a ridiculously enough, a significant book career
Blech.
Going. I mean, he'll be fine. Dildo will be okay.
Henry Miller just rolled over in his grave and fucking killed himself. Didn't make any sense. So what?
You never know. He's so outraged he came back to life and then said fuck it and killed himself again.
You never know. Were you there?
Jesus had done that. We wouldn't be in half the mess we're in right now either.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo. Let's see what the Drudge Repo has to say. Drag your knuckles on the ground for a little while. Strap a drool cup to your chin.
Strap!
And try to think like a Dark Ages theocrat.
All right.
Everybody be afraid. Nuke sniffer, emergency mission to North Korea.
Okay, what does that mean?
China bombers on high alert.
China.
This is from...
God.
Yonhap News Agency. I'm assuming this is a...
My favorite.
A Korean joint.
God, skip to the part where it tells us whether or not we are in thermonuclear war.
The U.S. Air Force dispatched a nuclear sniffer aircraft...
Sniffer.
Thursday to the east of the Korean Peninsula amid the possibility of North Korea's imminent nuclear test.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
A source requesting anonymity said the WC-135 Constant Phoenix, a special purpose U.S. plane, made an emergency sortie today over the East Sea.
Is it sortie? Just kidding.
S-O-R-T-I-E.
Sortie. I don't know why that's funny to me.
The mission is to collect samples from the atmosphere in order to detect and identify a nuclear explosion.
Oh,
or for those
shit.
In the southern part of the United States, a nuclear
Great.
Explosion.
Why did we create these motherfucking weapons in the motherfucking first place? It's a fail.
Yeah.
How can you say it's anything but a fucking fail? It's sad. Like we can do whatever we want with the society. Instead, we just want to blow ourselves up because we suck.
Well, we elect the little man babies who are going to blow us up just for their little tiny pecker measuring contest.
Kate, can you make a note that the next election, write down no more electing man babies? It's a real problem.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Trump rallies? Have you seen?
Yeah, but have you seen the Dems?
Fox
no
News.
Man babies there.
Hopefully. That's
and
why.
And they're coming.
I hope. That this is a cyanide pill that they've taken over at
Fox News with this Dildo Riley. In fact, there's a story I put on our Facebook today about how they're ready. They're waiting for the more shoes to drop now because it's been such a pervasive, obvious culture of titty grabbing, or whether
at Fox News,
or ogling or misogyny or whatever.
Listen, you better have your shots before you go in that green room.
That they and it goes to higher officials that are still there, by the way. They're still, wasn't it Megyn Kelly said that she complained to somebody like the president or some vice president or some shit. And now that guy's still with the company. They got rid of Ale.
That's nuts.
But the guy who was like, eh, don't worry about it.
Well, I mean,
he didn't fuck you, did he? There was no penetration.
Yeah. there's no.
Or what were you wearing?
Yeah. What are the repercussions, though, of keeping these guys on? Nothing, right?
Well, the advertisers, I thought.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what brought down Dildo. It certainly wasn't ethics on part of the news on Fox.
Well, I mean, that's
fucking Murdoch wanted to keep him.
Did they get any credibility because they let go of Dildo?
No.
With advertisers?
No. Well, no. That show's gone.
Right.
And if as long as they can keep the Dildo taint off of other shows, as long as they can't find anybody else, but I think they're worried about some of these other higher ups, not necessarily, you know, like they've got Jesse Waters or anything. Ugh. Which would be spectacular, but
that's an easy guy to get rid of because you're like, what a douchebag.
Well, nobody would care.
Nobody gives a fuck. It's not funny,
but it's been just an accepted culture, and even now they had to be convinced. I mean, Rupert Murdoch had to be convinced by his sons. And they're trying to, they're also, which is all bullshit, they're trying to gain more of a monopoly over some media conglomerate, Sky News or Sky, over in Britain.
Skynet.
And they're waiting for the approval from the government there. And people have been saying, wait a minute, this is the same company that wiretapped celebrities and politicians and hacked their phones and shit. To up to almost the CEO. I mean, the head of, what was that woman's name? I forget.
Oh,
she was like a Rebecca something or other.
Yeah.
In News Corp over there.
But they need another
chance. She fell on her sword because it should have gone to Rupert. Rupert was hauled in. Rupert had to testify. Jeez. In that whole thing. Oh, I didn't know what was going on. Which is just a fucking lie.
So the Brits are going to approve it?
Probably. Huh?
They're going to approve it?
Well, we don't know. The Brits are... I don't know. The Brits are
well, they'd
still
approve it over here.
It's a British company, so it doesn't matter. But it's
no, I was just saying that, like, in our culture.
Oh, it would have been approved. I thought you said it was approved over
here.
They
don't give a flying fuck over here. They do it.
So the Murdoch sons who are inheriting this shitstorm are, because of course they're both miraculously 100% qualified to run some of the biggest media conglomerates in the world and have some of the biggest propaganda power.
Oh,
because we don't have royalty in our society anymore.
What happens when it's time for them to take over? Do they get a dashboard to Fox News, to News Corp, or whatever?
They already took over.
But did they run day-to-day operations?
Yeah, Dad's the poobah.
Do they answer emails?
He's like the CEO, and I'm going to forget the other one's name. Lachlan is one of them.
Lachlan.
Is in charge of certain sections, like
right.
Maybe Fox News and the movie section, 21st yes. Century Fox.
Oh, okay.
And then maybe the other dude has TV and, you know, the hookers. Yeah. The hooker.
The hookers, they're in charge.
Whatever.
Guys, we're going to need more lube in the green room, a lot more.
But the story was that these other parts of the conglomerate that have nothing to do with Fox News and aren't political, you know, I mean, it's Fox TV, it's Fox 21st Century Fox movies and shit like that. They're not right wing nut job propaganda shitstorm slingers like that fake
that.
News channel.
Oh yeah.
The people running those parts of the business have been pressuring the younger Murdochs get rid of this guy. Holy shit!
They get
rid of this guy.
They want Fox News to move more to the center.
Ethics. They want the whole corporation to have something resembling ethics and morality.
See how fucked up it is?
And but that's not how capitalists roll.
But look at the perception. I just said, I was talking policies like moderate or more progressive or more hardliner. To me, ethics means left wing and non-ethics means right wing just because of the fucking news I look at all the fucking time. Or maybe I'm a biased little jerk off. Who knows? Or both.
But the only reason that these Murdochs they knew about this. They paid out millions of dollars to these women that actually sued and then got gag ordered.
Then why didn't they stop it? They must know
because
that
Bill O'Reilly was making them tens of millions of dollars.
If Eyes Wide Shut is going on in the green room, they know at some point it's going to fuck them, and not in a good way.
That's not how these assholes think. It's the hubris.
Hubris.
It's look at all these Trumpians who figured they could just have loads of Russian cum blasted in on and around them, and nobody would notice.
You said you're talking about Russian ejaculate. I learned something last night that I didn't previously know. You know what a Russian bow tie is? Look it up on Urban Dictionary.
Uh-oh. What is it?
It's a little bit of DNA to the throat, apparently. I didn't know what that meant.
Why?
Why does that Russian? What do we need a term for that?
I don't know. So it depends on where you blow it, huh?
How fucked up. By the way, I'm just reading here that they found 11 kinds of AIDS on the jelly beans in the green room.
11 kinds of AIDS.
In the bowl.
So there you go. That's the fun that we're having. Also, over at the Drudge Report, it says that China is, it says several, this is a CNN story.
Yes.
Several senior administration officials, are saying that Trump's strategy towards North Korea hinges on one word, China. It looks like the strategy is going to be to find a political solution. Here's the thing. You know, Kim Jong-un is batshit.
Yes.
But he's not suicidal.
Right.
I mean, I find it unlikely that he's going to, even though he's saying, we will strike first if we feel we're being threatened, I don't see him dropping a nuke in a harbor anywhere near us because they know that North Korea would be turned into vapor.
Right.
Himself.
They would be fucked up.
He would be hunted to the ends of the universe.
At the very least, he's not going to be alive.
Well, and have no regime and have no pretty things. If he wants to be Saddam in a rat hole, okay, go nuts, Kimmy.
Or who's Uni. Who's got the
Kim's
word?
Kim's last name?
Kimmy?
Uni?
I don't know. Well, I mean, God, if you're talking to Kim Jong-un, do you really have to, you don't need a last name. You say great leader.
Right.
Great haircut. Is that Trump's?
He said, please don't kill me with anti-aircraft guns.
Oh, is that his only plan? Make China whip North Korea into fucking shape?
Yeah. But then remember when Trump got the profound revelation that international diplomacy is a little complicated. Remember he said, I sat down with China, with President Xi. Remember that lovely chocolate cake? Yes.
I mean,
and I told him that you've got to rein in that North Korean gentleman.
Oh God, it's just like it's a different culture.
And then Trump said, and then it was after 10 minutes, he explained the thousands of years of history that they've had. And I was like, oh, it's more complicated than that.
And South Korea, any part of Korea has never been China. Like ever.
Oh, yeah. They're pissed off about that, too. Yeah, Trump mentioned, he mentioned that in the past they were part of China. And the Koreans, that's something you don't say, because they weren't.
Yeah.
They were subjugated.
Right.
But that's like telling my grandmother that England owned Ireland.
Right.
I mean
to you, to people in America, you're like, who gives a fuck? They're close,
a piece
right?
of cutlery and flung it. Yeah.
That's like saying, oh, I live in Texas. Once it was Mexico. But that's actually, is that true.
That is
fucking true.
But they were occupied by the Chinese and then they fought them off and eventually got sovereign territory over their peninsula. But
everybody needs to have sovereignty over their peninsula.
You know what I read last week? I had to read more about it. I don't know that much about the whole Korean War. You know, it's slightly before my time.
Yes.
And,
it was the age of MASH.
But one of the reasons that the whole thing happened was that Johnson was it Johnson or Kennedy? Johnson. Maybe Kennedy, John, whoever. One of them. One of the, no, it was before that. One of the dudes. That would have been Truman, maybe, right? Did Truman get us in, start the Korean War? Or was it Eisenhower? I don't know.
You know, I was just...
Here you go is my history lesson.
Oh, yes.
We're going to get tons of emails.
I was just
you
thinking,
dumb fucks.
How many people in 10, if you said, what war was taking place during MASH? What war were, you know, how many would say Vietnam?
Well,
in
who,
10.
You'd have to explain what MASH is
to
a number of them. It's an ancient television show that not everybody knows about.
The concept of the question is flawed.
19 and the 50.
Fuck you. I don't know who started the whole fucking Korean War. Who knows?
Truman. In the U.S. war, it was initially described by President Harry S. Truman as a police action. So he started, I guess he started, it started during his administration, apparently.
Okay.
But regardless, whoever it was, what either him or the next president, one of these presidents, left out Korea in a major speech of like our friends who we love and want to protect.
Oh, shit.
And that Stalin thought, oh, they don't give a fuck about Korea. Maybe we'll take a little walk. And that's what happened. The communists, like, you know, drifted down, and that's how we got into the whole thing.
Well, it's a good time.
I don't
time.
Know if that's true.
Yeah, it's a different age. That'll never fucking happen, right?
But it just shows you that the little tiny things
yes.
that presidents say or do not say.
They matter.
Can launch us into fucking war.
We're fucked, dude.
And we have a moron.
We have an administration that like, if you had to, the main thing that they're built upon is saying the wrong motherfucking thing at the wrong time. I mean, this boat, they don't know where the fucking boat went.
I'm staying unpredictable.
That's not good, dude.
Right. Unpredictable is not good in international diplomacy when people have nuclear bombs.
Listen, Shetler, don't treat America like you did people you were married to, you know? We're not your wife who gets bored every now and then. You got to shake it up to keep shit interesting. Don't keep shit interesting.
There's more footage on the internets now. Remember right after, or was it the day of the inauguration or whatever, but that... When they pulled up to the White House and Trump got out of the SUV
yes.
and completely forgot about Melania, who was getting out of the other side. She was getting out of the other side of the SUV, and she right. had a gift for Michelle Obama. Yeah. And Trump was already up the stairs starting to shake hands with Barack. And Melania was still like hauling ass out of the other side of the car. And then there's all these other, they have a lot of body language experts and relationship quote experts right. and all that shit who are like, I saw one who said, really, watching them interact publicly, you would never know they're married.
Right.
You wouldn't know they were married.
Well, I mean.
And, but there's new footage of him getting off of Air Force One. And. There's a couple pictures of him down at the bottom of the stairs shaking hands with military types. She's just coming down the top of the stairs.
Well, can she fucking get a
and
move
she's
on?
She's walking. She's, you know, she's got heels on. She's got to look yes. fancy. So she's taking her time walking down the stairs. We don't want to see Melania take a dive down the stairs and pull a Gerald Ford. But he's completely oblivious to her. And then they showed pictures of Reagan with Nancy, of Obama with Michelle, of George Bush with Laura, of
yes.
all of these presidents leading with the wife in front or the wife slightly behind them so that if she falls, they can catch
right,
her. That's
right.
supposed to be the etiquette, I guess. But they move as a unit,
right.
the story I read. Like, it's the two of them together, they interact. Mm-hmm. Trump just walks and pretends he doesn't even know who she is.
He is a unit.
And then remembers her. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Like, have you
wife.
Seen my supermodel wife with these great tits I paid for?
I mean, I wonder if you could infer from that he is generally nervous about the people he's going to meet, you know? So he opens a door, he sees the president of who
no.
the fuck ever stands.
No, these are toadies.
Down.
These were not toadies, but these were, this was here. He landed here.
Oh, so it didn't matter.
It was some military
Douchebags.
Types, and he's like, yeah, welcome okay. back, Mr. President.
He just doesn't care.
They can't stand each other.
No, they hate
There's
them.
No way. Well, I mean, that, just that the actually, body language. There's no way.
You would think that would actually humanize him to the American people, because don't you think most marriages are probably like that?
Well, no.
What's the divorce rate?
Well, but you still, well, you know, it's up there, but.
Are you going to be a science denier?
For the other half, it's nothing can not be that bad, but it's common courtesy. I don't I don't care if you're, if the marriage is stale, unless you loathe each other, actively dislike and loathe each other, it's fucking common courtesy.
Well, that's possible.
To wait for another person.
No, I think it's possible that Trump and Melania loathe each
that's
other.
Of course a possibility. I can't.
I mean, I don't know her. I know of him.
He's probably he's probably pissed that he can't cheat right now. I mean, he probably can, knowing the way the president's, you know, can be isolated and stuff.
Do you think the Secret Service, they sneak a fleshlight in there?
Can you imagine the stories that if they were allowed to tell any of these Secret Service guys for the past 10 president, well, whenever the Secret Service
I don't care about Obama. It's boring. Nothing. Nothing!
Probably. Well, they called him No Drama Obama.
Yeah.
And the people that worked for him.
There's nothing to do.
It was boring. So those are your headlines.
Oh, yes.
I saw another article that was like, you know, okay, this nuclear dick measuring stuff is all crazy, but the headline was, should California be worried? And the answer was no. No. They nobody thinks that Kim Jong-un and the administration there is suicidal. There's a lot of saber rattling going on, a lot of dick measuring, and Trump may not be handling it really well. Now that's first strike. Now if Trump decides we're going to hit their nuclear facilities,
then we're fucked.
Then there may be retaliation, but a preemptive strike from North Korea. Most of the pundits are saying unlikely because they're not suicidal, but they might if we start dropping bombs. If he feels he's going to lose his regime, if we start bombing him,
right.
Or his nuclear facilities, or some of their military facilities. Who knows what he'll do? Well, then he might say, blow up the trawler that's hidden in the port of Los Angeles, down in Long Beach.
Oh, shit, man.
Why, it's not Long Beach port. We'll just let that slide. But
that's stupid. That's because the name of the street that's down there or something. It's very confusing. Imagine you're trying to deliver a dirty bomb to L.A., and you're like, why the fuck am I in Long Beach?
They probably annexed it. It's probably like... If you look at the map of Chicago, there's like a if you take a truffula tree and lay it on its side, it's
a what?
I don't know why I thought of that.
A truffula tree?
One of those long, skinny, poofy trees from Dr. Seuss. You lay it on its side, and it looks like there's one line. It's literally one street that's Chicago that leads out to O'Hare Airport, because Daley wanted O'Hare Airport. He wanted that tax money, and he wanted all the contracts and the businesses, and, you know, maybe a little of the mobbied up kind of stuff to get some of the vendor business and the waste management. Wink, wink, wink. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, Chicago is an anomaly. Where, I mean, there's so much corruption, right, within the Democrats there.
Well, you know, sure.
Is it the fucking weather?
It's,
weather's
it's,
horrible.
Yeah.
That's the one place you're like, please, great. Global warming.
I miss the hell out of Chicago, I think about...
It's beautiful.
I think about January.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, there's the people that are better than L.A. Sorry. You know. I mean, you know, not the arts and the neighborhoods, the bars and the restaurants.
It might be the business that we're in.
It's the people.
I mean, we're... You think all the people in L.A. The non-showbiz people?
No, that's not what I'm saying. But generally, you could say there are more assholes in L.A. than Chicago.
That might be because of the showbiz factor.
It might be.
Because when I worked at that hospital...
Yeah, I agree with you.
For so many years, everybody was quite pleasant.
But I'm sure in L.A. there's some chiropractors that are real fucking shit.
Of course.
You know?
but the showbiz business does kind of, you know... When you, a lot of people go into it because they're needy. Look at me, look at me.
Oh, yes.
I need validation.
No one looks at you. No one needs to look at you. You don't need a stage, and you don't need validation.
Says the guy with a Bachelor of Fine Arts in acting.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
God damn it. Shit.
But
are they making a case for a first strike?
Who? Schindler?
Yeah. Like, did you remember W in the his horrendous administration? They spent a lot of time making the case. I don't even remember what they called it, a pre-something.
Preemptive strike?
Preemptive strike. They were making that case, so I wonder if we can see parallels with North Korea or China.
Well, maybe. I mean, if the major opinions are against Trump doing anything militarily, and they have a hard-on to do it, who's to say they're not going to do the same bullshit that the last Republican fucking administration did, which is lie us into a war?
Or just fuck us up into a war. Because, hey, what if we decide to do a preemptive fucking strike, right? And they're like, all right.
Pre-ejaculate strike.
Pre-ejaculate strike underway. We are right outside the Korean Peninsula. Launch. Yeah. Oh, shit, that's Indonesia. Now what? We blew up Indonesia.
Yeah, you're saying they don't know where they're at?
Who's going to make my fucking iPhone?
Oh, God, we just got to get this shit going. We got this Russia stuff, which is still dripping even more. Hopefully we'll be able to just, you know, they'll be dragging these assholes out left and right. Hopefully it'll be not only Schindler, but Jefferson Beauregard. That little cum stain needs to go. Did you see what that fuck
said
today?
You put it on the Crab Diving Facebook page.
I'm losing my mind over this one. So the stupid Schindlerian. Oh, my God. That picture you put up on Facebook of Trump with the bleeding demon in eyes. Holy shit.
I know. Somebody else did that. I don't take the credit for it. His eyes bleed.
So Jefferson Beauregard Sessions was, first of all, when you find out where he was and what who he was speaking to, it'll just tell you right there. But you're not allowed in the United States because you're Muslim. Oh, wait, that's not the reason. It's certain countries only to keep us safe from terrorism. But specifically not Saudi Arabia, which we know sent the largest terrorist attack against us in our fucking history,
which was 9/11.
They were from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, no,
that's not on the list of
right
of terrorist quote countries.
Jeez.
So the first one was shot down by several judges, you remember.
Okay.
I think half or more than half of them were Republican appointees.
Right.
So it was so blatantly, horrifically unconstitutional.
Even the GOP.
Even the George Bush appointees were like, come on, guys.
Good God.
Well, then Trump vowed to fight it to the Supreme Court. And then a few days later, ooh, was like, never mind. We're rescinding this. We're going to do it again.
I'm bored with it.
Then that loathsome toad who really popped up like a really bad zit just once, right? He had a really bad weekend on all the social medias. Stephen Miller. Remember that little cushy boy?
That weird, with his weird fucking egg-shaped motherfucking head.
Horrible.
Strange.
Excruciatingly unlikable. I would rather have lunch with pediatric AIDS than have lunch with Stephen Miller.
Right.
If pediatric AIDS was an entity.
Orders off the child's menu, too. It's cheap.
And so Miller was just horrible.
Oh, he's a piece of fucking shit.
Everybody hated him. He was the one who said, the president will not be challenged.
Who the fuck?
Remember that?
Yes. I was like, who the fuck are you? The president of the student council? And ironically enough.
Oh, he was. Yeah.
Yeah, he was, right?
The president's authority will not be challenged. Oh, yes, it will. That's how our system works. So then he made the mistake, that idiot, that weekend also, of saying, well, look, basically, we're just gonna take the same thing we had before, just rewrite it a little bit.
Yes.
Tweak it, get rid of a couple of things they said they hated, and send it right back up the pipe.
Fuck you.
And so everybody who's against it was like, well, okay, thank you. You're saying,
great,
we're just basically sending the same thing. So what are the judges gonna say? So you remember the first judge to issue for the second rising
yes.
of the Muslim ban, the horrific, moronic Muslim ban.
It's a waste of time.
Was a judge in Hawaii who of the Ninth Circuit who was like, well, we're putting a stay on this for the whole country.
Yeah, it's stupid.
So they're the no Muslim bug zapper over the country yet.
And shame on you for wasting the country's fucking time, Shitler.
AG, our attorney general, Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III.
Send my hood to the cleaners.
Who, let's all remind, attorney general, he's the nation's lawyer. Law, constitutionality, and
he's
shit.
The adult in the fucking room.
Well, no, he should be the adult in the fucking room.
He has
and
no
he
lips.
He should know how our system kind of works.
He has no lips. And then a weird little fucking head of his. Very strange. Why does everyone in the Shitler camp have a weird head?
So he was talking with, was he on CNN maybe?
Ooh.
Oh, good God. Mark Levin show.
Oh, now that guy's a right-wing nut job.
Crazy, man. Yeah.
Correct.
Isn't he the one that was hoping that Trump would get in and put him in charge and, of the Un-American Activities Board?
No, that was Michael fucking Savage.
Oh, that is Michael Savage.
Another piece of shit.
Mark Levin is
Dude,
a different
right-wing
piece of
nut
shit.
Job.
Yeah.
Commentators are, you just get them confused.
This is pretty long, but, if you just want to hear a little bit of, I'll read the good parts of, that Sessions said, but here's a little bit of the audio. It's long and I didn't go through the whole fucking thing to find the specific clip.
Give it up for Jeff Bosesh.
Or making recommendations, and are we going to pick up the pace, on those federal appointments?
The answer is yes.
Pick up the pace on the federal appointments.
Remember, in an unusual move,
appoint somebody.
When he came in, Sessions told everybody the day of the inauguration, bye bye. I think previously, now everybody knew that happens. That part of the staff of the attorney general
staff.
Gets to do that, and generally does. They usually
right.
And but they usually take a little bit more time, and they because people are like in the middle of cases,
oh,
they're
yes.
supposedly working. You can't just fire everybody;
they're busy.
And that's what's happened now is they got rid of everybody, and nobody's hardly any of these have been filled. These U.S. attorneys' positions.
How the fuck do they get everybody up to speed? I don't understand. Like easy shit. Like what's the password to log on to the database?
Right.
Where's the computer.
Yeah.
How the fuck do I get a computer?
So this goes on. I'm going to skip a little bit ahead, see if I can find the actual...
the drop.
The actual part that I want to hear. But this is the Mark Levin show with Attorney General Jeff Bosesh.
Or making recommendations. And are we going to pick up the pace?
Job and getting qualified judges approved. Would consult with the president to make the final decision. I think that's a bit like it was in the Reagan-Bush
yes.
years.
Oh, he's so gross.
Oh, yes, Reagan-Bush.
Issues is lawful. It's either lawful or it's not. And what is it? So I think that it will be real important for America to have judges in the model of Judge Gorsuch and Scalia. People who serve.
In other words, we're going to be stacking the courts with as many right-wing Christo-fascist nut jobs who hate brown people as we can.
They're going to put the whole country in the TARDIS.
Under the law, under the Constitution, not above it, and they are faithful to the law. They honor.
So, of course, because they don't like the result from this judge, and I think a couple other judges piled on after it, but the first one was in Hawaii. Issuing stays against the Muslim ban because they don't like the stay and they don't like the decision. Therefore, this judge is a liberal, unconstitutional, evil activist judge. But any judge that
But it's not
might actually yeah, fuck yeah. the Constitution for them. Oh, that's patriotic. They're just found there. That's what the Lord wanted.
See, like, oh God, how is this administration going to last 4 years if you're working like that? Because if the judge, if you don't respect the judge's decision, then what kind of use are they for you, for your government? If you're not going to let them do their fucking job.
Well, that's what's so creepy with the shit that Schindler said about Curiel during the election and the primaries. And I remember that judge oh, yeah. that was, he was, then he was deciding on Trump University and Trump viciously lashed out at him, said his name, gave people his name.
That should be fucking illegal.
Trump rallies among those lunatics. Judge, let me look. Oh, Curiel. Judge Curiel.
So, yeah, and you're supposed to recuse yourself because of the color of your skin, depending on the fucking case, right?
And then every time he was interviewed, they're like, you can't do that. You brought up his ethnicity. Well, he's Mexican.
But he's a not, judge.
He was born in Indiana.
He's a judge. You went to school for a shitload of time, dude.
Born in Indy fucking And, well, he's of Mexican descent, and I'm building a wall. So, of course, he can't be fair.
Guess what, Schindler? Maybe he's not like a lunatic like your supporters are.
Well, yeah, and that tells you about his ethics.
Oh, yeah.
And how his brain is. That he obviously could not be fair in any capacity. Because that's not under his, he doesn't understand that.
That's a good point, man. I mean, he accuses people of all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah.
Which makes you think he must be up to some crazy fucking shit.
Let me see if I can find this one that made me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Order. We won a case in Virginia recently that was an island in the Pacific.
Oh, there we go. Here we go.
Circuit. So the argument that some of the other people have been making, we are confident that the president will prevail on appeal, and particularly in the Supreme Court, if not the Ninth Circuit. So this is a huge matter. I really am amazed that a judge sitting on an island in the Pacific can issue an order that stops the president of the United States from...
I'm amazed that a judge sitting on an island in the Pacific can stop an order from the president. You know that island in the Pacific is one of the 50 fucking states, you cunt.
Yes.
You slimy, nasty, vicious, evil, racist fuck.
Yeah, and the people on that fucking island are American citizens, just like the fuckers in Alabama, you dickhead.
I don't understand how a judge on that island can tell the president what to do.
I don't understand how a fucking crooked politician from Alabama,
right,
from the Republican Party in Alabama, has any business in the fucking White House. Man, that blows my fucking mind.
I'm a constitutional lawyer.
God,
I don't understand how a federal judge in Hawaii, one of our 50 states. I don't understand how they can do that.
Did Jeff Bosash go to fucking college?
Well, that college should have its accreditation revoked.
That's stupid. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Oh, when I read this, I lost my mind.
Why?
It's like how un-American, but right there, definition, un-American.
Right.
You're saying Hawaii, we don't care about the laws. Hawaii is not part of the federal government. How dare they out in Hawaii?
Right.
Try to tell us what to do here.
Yeah. See, when liberals come in and have to be the adult in situations like this, that's what the GOP says. Yeah, you're out of touch. You don't know what the fucking people want. You know what the fucking racist people in Alabama
want. I do know what the racist fucks in Alabama and Iowa and Arkansas and shit, rural California want. We're well aware of what you assholes want, and it's evil and it's wrong and we won't stand for it.
And that's not the majority of America,
right,
by the fucking way.
And waning. Dying off.
That's ridiculous.
Hopefully, some of them will, their blood pressure has gone up because of Dildo Riley getting fired. Maybe it'll hasten their exit from the planet.
What are they going to do with no talking points? What are they going to do with their fucking time? What are they going to TiVo?
Find somebody else to hate.
Another dinosaur?
Marginalize, yeah.
Another fucking racist troll.
So there you go. Jeff Bosession thinks that,
fuck you.
For some reason, Hawaii a judge in Hawaii, or a state in the union,
shouldn't have
any jurisdiction over the president.
There's a weird, like xenophobia vibe going on too. An island in the Pacific.
Well, yeah, right.
That's supposed to make you think that the people in Hawaii aren't the normal part
of
America.
White people.
They eat poi.
Yeah.
You know what poi is? I don't.
They don't even say hello.
They say it in another fucking language.
They're so lazy, they don't even have two words for hello and goodbye.
Yeah, what's their problem?
So, yeah, I'm just losing my fucking mind over that one. What a loathsome, un-American, scumbag piece of shit Jeff Sessions is.
No, so fucked up.
To say something like that.
Yeah.
And that's our attorney general.
Yay!
It's our attorney general. I would almost welcome Ashcroft back. At least he could sing.
Oh, God. Oh, my God! That quartet he was in, or the singing group.
Yeah, yeah.
With, fucking asshole that ran for president. He was the governor of Arkansas, who came to Kim Davis's aid. Big showboater.
Huckabee?
Yeah, he was in that group. He sang.
Did he?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
God.
Well, I thought they were senators.
Yeah.
I don't know that Huckabee was a senator.
Right. Well, maybe I'm wrong. I'm getting mixed up with another.
He played bass.
Did he really?
Huckabee, yeah, famously, he plays bass.
Really? He should play.
So he'll get up in
Ted Nugent,
you know, concerts and stuff like that.
Oh, jeez, what a douche.
The singing senators.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
Ashcroft.
Larry Craig. Larry Craig.
Who the fuck is that?
Was Larry Craig foot tapper?
Yeah. He was toe tapper.
James Jeffords. And Trent Lott. Holy Christ.
Oh, shit. Man.
John Ashcroft was baritone. Larry Craig was lead. Ooh,
Ooh,
look at him. Smell him.
Tappy
James
tappy.
Jeffords was the tenor. Trent Lott was bass.
Oh, power bottom, guys.
Gross.
Pile on my ass.
Not there's anything wrong with that. I'm thinking about.
Did Trent Lott go to jail?
Trent Lott being. Did he?
I get him. I conflate that white motherfucker with Tom DeLay for some fucking reason. I don't know why. They both look the same to me.
Well, apparently the super group. What a great group, because indeed.
Yes.
Their lead.
Right.
Larry Craig.
Was a tapper.
Senator, Republican senator from Idaho, June 11th, 2007. He was arrested in the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport for lewd conduct in a men's restroom. Because he solicited a male,
dang,
undercover police officer for sexual activity.
Oh, man. You know, an airport, that seems like an odd place to fucking do that. There are cops everywhere, all kinds of surveillance. You're a fucking senator? You're going to get trying to get a blowjob in a fucking airport in a bathroom? Does that blow your mind? No pun intended or whatever.
Craig insisted on his innocence, disputing the officer's version of the event, and said he merely had a wide stance.
With a dick in my mouth. Oh, man.
And that he actually was trying to pick a piece of paper up from the floor. So he not only toe tapped the guy, like he reached his hands down there too. Well, I was trying to get a piece of paper. I was shocked that there was a penis there.
You know, a lot of people drop business cards, paper, or what, and it gets caught right in your dick hole. It's painful. That's a ballsy excuse. Wouldn't the guy just say, listen, I'm gay. I like to suck dick. So what? Fuck off. I shouldn't have done it in the airport,
Republican.
Okay?
Married.
Yeah, she hates him.
Well,
God, could you imagine being married to the face of the singing senators? Impossible. His ego must have been so fucking inflated.
So there you go. That's the history of the singing senators.
Hey, it's like the history of that fucking GOP, man.
Let me look, just for laughs, let's look at Trent Lott. Because he had shenanigans too, didn't he?
Yeah. There's some weird, like, corruption.
He had to resign.
Okay. Sad.
Because of, I don't know why it doesn't.
Being a shithead. Why don't some of these fucking GOP dickheads just resign? Because they're so fucking hateful. Is there any way, I mean, is there any way they could become self-aware just for a second, just for a little bit, not for long, just so they could become so totally disgusted with themselves and say, you know what? I am shit. I'm not fit to leave this country.
Unfortunately, that never seldom happens. Yeah.
Right.
That's part of the problem. That's that narcissistic personality disorder that Alex Jones has. They can't.
Yeah.
It's never their fault.
Oh, right.
It's always somebody against them.
Fuck you.
Speaking of Alex Jones.
Oh, yes.
Let's get to the fun part. Do you want to? No, that's it. I can't listen to Jeff Sessions anymore.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That
my
accent.
Ears bleed with his hatred.
He has that Southern accent. I know that's like every old ancient Southern Baptist dude.
Well, that's why people think he's a racist, Ryan.
Because
he's got that accent, and my name is Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III, so everybody thinks I'm a racist because I hate black people.
Right, and also, you know, they tried to give you an appointment back in the Reagan years, and they weren't able
Reagan.
To. Because you were a racist.
Alex Jones is embroiled, embattled. In a custody fight for his three children.
Is he on the way out? Is this what we're looking at?
With his ex-wife, Kelly.
God.
Who deserves every penny she gets. I don't care.
I don't care.
She's living with a loon.
A horrible person, but I can't imagine her being worse than Alex Jones.
Imagine living in the same fucking house with this guy who runs around screaming and he's armed. No fucking neck.
BuzzFeed apparently has a reporter sitting in on the proceedings in the trial.
Yes.
Because in Texas, apparently the only state in the whole goddamn fucking union that has jury trials for custody.
Oh shit.
Jones was asked,
okay,
about his drug and alcohol use by attorney Bobby Newman, who's representing the ex-wife.
Right.
During his testimony, Jones claimed that he smoked marijuana once a year to, quote, monitor its strength.
Oh, God.
Once a year. I just want to see how strong it's getting. So,
that's fucking hilarious.
And he claimed that it is getting progressively stronger over the years.
Okay.
And that George Soros is somehow involved in making marijuana stronger.
God, George, thank you.
He's
so
not helping his case.
Fucking much.
He's testifying
that
in
he's
a public
on weed.
Place that he thinks George Soros is making weed stronger.
Right. And he's admitting to using drugs in a Texas court or whatever the fuck he's doing. I mean, that's crazy. he's so stupid. Well, Charlie, he's not stupid. He's nuts.
Charlie Warzel is the intrepid journalist who is braving it out at the Alex Jones proceedings.
How do you get this Alex Jones into a courtroom? Do you dart him in the neck?
Oh my God, he's live tweeting this shit. I just looked at it. He's got one from 5 minutes ago. This is awesome. I'm scrolling down. I'm still scrolling from today's proceedings.
There's a shit ton of action.
Yeah, shit. Here we go. Good morning from day four of the Alex Jones trial. He says no phones are allowed, but we'll pop out to tweet when there's news. Jones has been on the stand for 90 minutes, questioned about relationship to kids' hobbies. Zebra hunting came up, as well as shooting and fishing.
Shit.
Had first mention of Trump, who apparently came up in a fight Kelly Jones had with the kids. Alex Jones alleges she told the kids that Trump is helping him win custody.
Trump, how the fuck would he have time to do that? When have you ever heard?
Well, she probably was fighting with the brainwashed 14-year-old.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Teenage boy.
Right.
Who probably wants to be with his dad. His fun dad.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Go horseback riding with your shirt off and shit and shooting things.
I want to go to the InfoWars compound.
My dad lets me say the N-word.
He makes me.
He
makes him.
And at some point, she probably was like, well, he's probably got Trump behind him trying to help him get custody.
You know, if Alex Jones homeschooled, do you think he'd have a day where he sat down and say, all right, listen, I'm going to teach you all the good racial slurs you can use?
He brought up by Jones as an example of lies KJ That's the wife.
Okay.
KJ. It's abbreviated. You only got 140 characters.
Right.
Kelly Jones told the kids about him. We learned after the divorce, Relax Jones, that's his Twitter feed, had 3,000 square foot penthouse apartment downtown that he likes zebra meat. It's actually really good.
Zebra meat? How the fuck? How do you figure out zebra meat is good? Like, who has that?
He goes zebra hunting, I guess.
Probably goes some weird fucking big game restaurant in Texas.
Overall, Alex Jones seems very restless at the slow pace. Looks exasperated by the limited answers he can give.
Oh,
he's used
God.
To long rambles. They're probably like, just answer yes or no, please. Well, actually, no, just yes or no. At one point, he says he looked down dejectedly and told the court, I didn't ask to be put in this position.
Reverse cowgirl. I didn't ask to be put in this position.
The most interesting bit, this guy, Charlie Warzel says of BuzzFeed, came before the testimony. Attorneys sparred over Jones's YouTube clips reacting to this trial already as a possible gag order violation.
Oh, my God.
Alex Jones's attorneys are claiming that if the press can cover every detail, then he, as a journalist, needs to be able to respond in kind to the news.
How else, you know,
even though it involves him,
yeah.
He's like, well, it's news and I'm a journalist, so I got to cover the news.
Dude, if you're a juror on this trial, you kind of have to come to the conclusion that this guy is fucking bananas, right? Which would mean he can't get custody.
That's
of
the whole point.
Child.
Is she's trying to prove he's bananas, and she should have custody. And I don't think he's helping his case.
He should just like.
I don't think he can help his case because he's bananas.
Should he not just save money and admit that he's nuts and let the courts do it? The fuck ever they're going to do with these kids? Because he's crazy. I mean,
this journal says, in fairness, the zebra meat came up as part of a charity hunting program Alex Jones does that helps feed the homeless. Brought up because. The former wife worked for PETA.
Oh, okay.
So Alex Jones is probably saying, she hates my hunting charity because she works for PETA. And I like to shoot zebras.
You know, it must be so strange if you're a zebra. Imagine if a zebra had the awareness and he's like, see that guy over there with the gun? He's going to shoot me.
I'm charity hunting
fucking
program.
Dead. Then they're going to cut my meat up and give it to a homeless person in the middle of Texas somewhere.
I don't know what it means, That's charity hunting program. Does that mean... People are donating money to kill beautiful animals, and he's spending them, which is nice that he's helping feed the homeless, but...
You know, you can do that run for breast cancer. It's the same concept, I imagine.
What do you mean?
You know, you go jogging, you get sponsors.
Yeah.
So
it's the same
fucking thing.
Yeah.
It's so twisted, though.
Just now during recess, Alex Jones walked past me and the press and said, a lot of famous fiction writers out here.
Oh, come on. Fiction writers. That's funny. He's funny.
5 hours ago. Update. Alex Jones cross-examination going on now. Lots going on. Accuses media of warping the trial story and of mind games.
Warping the trial story.
Alex Jones tells the court he doesn't bring his bombacity and rage from InfoWars home with him. Here's his response. Quote, I don't want to think about work at home. I want to swim in the pool and eat hamburgers.
God damn. He better get his wish.
Where's my meat?
Fucking mine.
I like to eat.
Do you think sometimes he's losing his mind at home? That wife's just like, just push him into the deep into the pool and throw some meat in there. He's fine. He'll calm down.
Alex Jones compared his characters to that of Stephen Colbert, John Oliver, Glenn Beck.
Okay.
Saying, I play characters to illustrate points.
See, all three of those guys can walk down the street and chew gum at the same fucking time and not be a loon. I don't know that he can, dude.
The next tweet says, Jones talks about marijuana use, says he tests it yearly to monitor its strength, says it's too strong now, blames George Soros for that.
You know, Alex.
Happy 420, by the way.
Yes. And happy 420 to you, too. What are you going to do?
Finish the show?
To celebrate it.
After
420, man.
After work? Get really high.
Yeah.
Testifies about smoking and drinking on Joe Rogan's podcast. It's a man cave show where you do man cave things.
God That
those, oh, so they must have gotten high and
yeah,
because Rogan is a major pothead,
right?
So Rogan must have.
He's not like a right wing nut job like Jones.
Oh, he's a little bit, isn't he? He's a libertarian nut job, right. MMA guy, right?
Oh God, yeah.
So I think he's got that maybe hyper testosterone thing going on.
He hangs out one of those,
which
sensory,
is why he needs weed.
Oh yeah, sensory deprivation chamber.
Oh, does he?
Yeah,
I would like to try those. I've heard they're really cool.
Well, you can make one. You ever see Strange Days?
What, like a tub and fill
yeah,
it with salt?
Yeah, get a kiddie pool, get a shit ton of salt and water, bam.
There you go.
Put something over your eyes so you can't see.
It says, wild, the next tweet.
Oh, shit.
Alex Jones cross-examination begins with Kelly Jones' attorney asking, you didn't have any chili this morning, have you? And Alex goes, is that a serious question? Remember, yesterday's testimony was that
yes.
He couldn't, the one time he couldn't remember what grades in school his kids were because he claimed because he had chili for lunch. And I don't know, I guess.
Was it spicy?
I don't know. What does that do to you? Why does that make you forget how old your kids are?
You know, I was at my show every Saturday night at Lotus Lounge in Los Angeles, 10 p.m. Somebody got me a taco and they put hot sauce on it. I took a bite of this shit. And I lost my mind for a second. For actually a minute or so. I didn't know where the fuck I was. It was so hot. I couldn't get the heat off my fucking tongue. In that moment, I couldn't tell you if I had kids or not.
But this is later. He's testifying in court later.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's...
It's not...
Right after he took a spoonful of chili.
Time-release chili.
Maybe it was coming out the other end and he was just clenching so hard he couldn't remember his kids because his asshole was going to blow like Vesuvius.
Yeah, it was cutting off the circulation to his temporal lobe.
Tensing my anal muscle right now. I'm a little hard.
Anal
having
muscle.
Hard time.
My asshole muscle's blown out. I can't remember my kids.
I like to shit.
I like to eat. I like to breathe. Quit putting this guy on trial, declaring nuts.
Oh.
It's a waste of fucking time, right?
Jones testifies he has never been intoxicated on his show. Attorney shows clip of Jones before the inauguration. Jones insists he wasn't drunk. I think I remember that. That was we might play a clip of that where he was
out of his
drunk,
fucking
his
mind.
Ass. I was drunk.
Then what were you?
Oh, nasty moment. Kelly Jones' attorney's questioning about Jones's alleged sex with a different woman when they were engaged.
Shit. Well, that's not married, right? So that doesn't fucking count legally.
Jones was unclear on the timing. I'm not exactly sure when that might have happened. I don't recall. I was eating a lot of chili back then.
Well, I mean, do we all agree that time is linear? So at one point in time, there is either a point before or a point fucking after. And again, this ain't Stranger Days where you can flip it over and, you know, crawl under a timeline in another fucking dimension. You either had sex with her when you were married and you didn't, right?
I don't remember the timing.
I don't know. Throw that lunatic
some fucking meat. I don't know if I had actually proposed yet or not.
Oh, yeah. God, how in the... He must have been on amazingly good behavior during the courting period of this woman that he married. I mean, fuck. How did he...
Maybe he's feeding her a lot of meat, keeping her bleary.
Oh, you mean...
Deluded. She's trying to keep up with him, eating all the barbecue and brisket.
He's so fucking upset. The guy's got to hang out in a goddamn pool.
Really tense scene, it says.
Yes.
These are tweets. And if there's ever an argument... For cameras in court.
Oh, yeah.
All of this should be going out live.
Damn it.
This would be better than OJ.
Are there any court sketchings of this Alex Jones? I want to see it.
Really tense scene. Kelly Jones' attorney was very argumentative and Jones was incredibly tense, clearly frustrated with the questioning. At one point, Jones tells the Kelly Jones' attorneys, "You get wrong more than I do."
He can seethe. That's the thing about Jones. Like, he has rage and volume, and he can scream and all of this other shit. But in between those moments, you can see it bubbling up inside of him or burbling up, whatever. But he's seething. He's a great seether.
Well, he plays.
You know, his character. Ryan. It's a trait. Characteristic.
I would like to announce that I actually went to Juilliard.
My character is a serial seether. He is.
I've had extensive vocal training so that I can talk like this.
Z, I eat meat. I bleed. I fuck.
when asked about his lawyer's performance art defense,
yes,
Alex Jones says, well, I agree in general, but not with the media's interpretation of it, though.
God.
I agree in general, but not with the media's interpretation of it, though.
I mean, it must be tough for these right-wing nut jobs. I mean, they got to come off as like a reasonable person to the juror, but they can't betray who they are to their fans because, like, it's important to these right-wing nut job loons that listen to, like, Michael Savage and Rush and all these dickheads that they believe these fuckers, right?
Yeah.
Because if they think they're being lied to, they're going to be turned off. I guess. I don't know. Who knows what turns these pervs on or off?
He said, now I'm skipping over to his story over at BuzzFeed that he filed at the end of the day. It's just one of a series of surreal moments that dominated the early days of Jones's custody trial. He tweeted out right as it ended, I'm in the lobby right now, and Alex Jones just walked past me and said, God, you're desperate, man. Shook his head and walked away.
He's nuts. Alex Jones must watch. What kind of movies does he watch? Because whenever he says weird shit that kind of sounds like it just came out of like a Lee Marvin movie.
Oh, Lee Marvin. Google dozen. That, kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. If you don't
the first
know,
Palimony case
ever?
In history.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Right?
Lee Marvin?
Yeah, it was. He was living with a woman for a number of years, and they broke up, and I don't know, he kicked her out or something, and she sued him for palimony, but it was the first time someone unmarried.
Gotta.
They were trying. She was trying to get money for from him, even though they were not married.
Oh shit! Historical.
I think she won, didn't she? Too? Didn't she?
I don't remember.
Kate.
Kate, look up Lee Marvin's Wikipedia and what happened in that palimony.
I think she just farted.
Yeah. Do it before the end of the day.
On Stan getting grilled more on alcohol use, smoking pot, and exposing his kids to the InfoWars.
Oh, shit. The InfoWars is a real thing for that motherfucker, though. He really believes the media is at war with the people of America, giving us misinformation and shit like that.
He says,
that's real.
I'm out in the hall with a woman who claims she's just a regular citizen who rushed down here to watch. She's outside because she doesn't want to laugh too loud inside. He says, that should give you an idea of the circus element here.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, my God. We are in recess. This is 2 hours ago. We are in recess because Kelly Jones's attorneys appear to want to insert the Bill Clinton rape shirts Jones paid fans to wear as evidence.
That is nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think about that? I mean, that... I mean, he's nuts. God, I don't know. Where do you go to get a Bill Clinton rape shirt? Can you go to, like, Teespring and just say, hey, what do you want the message on your fucking T-shirt right. to be? And then
just
some
picture
kid
of Bill Clinton says rape.
Indonesia's rape. Like, I'm making all these Bill Clinton rape shirts today. I don't know why.
Ben Hartman tweeted,
yes,
there's also a family law attorney in the crowd for the second straight day. She's not working. She just wants to see the case. And he quotes her as saying, this is not normal at all. Like, this is not a normal, obviously it's not a normal custody case.
Dude, imagine having such a fucked up case like this, that out of the woodwork comes all these attorneys and stuff. Cause they want to study this because they think your crazy fat ass is going to set precedent or something.
Apparently he's emotional.
Oh.
Update. Very high drama as tensions boil over. Alex Jones and Kelly Jones's attorney, between the attorneys, back and forth arguing, finger pointing. Alex Jones is choking back tears. The next tweet.
Oh my God.
Nearly crying Jones says Kelly Jones's attorney has no decency. I've never seen anything like this. Not in TV, not in movies. You're twisting my words.
We have seen this. On the Greek stage. It's like Sophocles level bullshit, right? This is Greek theater, man.
Kelly Jones's attorney said, was that a responsive answer? And Jones remarked, it's been said in federal court before. Have you no decency?
Have you no decency?
That's amazing.
God, everything is, he addresses the gods. I understand him. You know what I mean? I get it. He's so fucking insane. He thinks the world is against him. So his only recourse is to speak to the heavens. Maybe.
Kelly Jones's attorney has been very argumentative, has totally wildly clashed with Jones's desire to give long responses and clarify questions. That's got to drive him nuts.
Oh, yeah. You got to let him talk.
Listen, man. Answer the question, sir. Well, you know, it's not to answer the question, sir.
But that guy is on the radio all day.
He has to
be verbose or else how the fuck is he going to...
And he's a four-year-old in a big, hairy man body.
Big, hairy man body.
An hour ago, after Jones' outburst and near tears, court reporter called out, "Can we take a break?" to laughter from the gallery.
Her fingers hurt, or his fingers hurt, whoever.
At one point, Alex Jones was asked about his ex-wife's good qualities.
Oh, shit.
"I can't perjure myself. She doesn't have any good qualities."
He didn't say that.
I quote, "I can't perjure myself. She doesn't have any good qualities."
Well, you know.
Oh, God. That's the mother of your children.
But you're going through this horrible fucking court
but at
thing.
Some point.
No, see, you're right.
You both have to be the adults for that child, for those children.
And do you want to win the thing? Because this is a gimme question. Does your wife have any good qualities? Yeah, she's a great mother. She's,
tits.
Attentive, wonderful breasts.
She was a solid 9.
She's got a great backhand.
Maybe a 7 now.
She can really pull the ball to right field.
When Alex Jones yelled, "Have you no decency," he retweeted it and said, "Cannot tell you how shocking this moment was to the onlookers."
Sell tickets to this fucking thing.
I know. I'm upset. I'm not in Austin right now going to see this. I
wonder what airfare is. We could.
Update 22 minutes ago. Alex Jones' cross-examination is over. It was intense. But he seemed more in control after the outburst. Kept pointing out unfair questions.
Captain Obvious, thank you.
And he says, one lighthearted moment. Court official refilled the water pitcher. The judge smirked to Alex Jones. "Don't worry, it's filtered water." Alex Jones smiled and did a fist pump.
A fist pump?
Yeah. Filtered water. Infowars.com.
Does he play with little toys, like little action figures, when he's not being talked to in the court and he's just sitting there like a douche?
Yeah. "This is where they touched me."
He points to a doll.
Yeah.
"Where did the aliens touch you, Alex? Show us again. Show the jury."
So there you go. Just amazingly spectacular Greek theater going on with Alex Jones. Everything we expected it to be.
Yeah.
He's actually proving the case and answering the question. Is he for real or is he really playing a character? I now have no doubt that he's just really bad.
Yeah,
crazy.
He's for real, dude. Because he should be able to
turn it off.
They turn it off and turn it on, depending on, you know, what you're...
Unless, again,
right?
He's so nefarious that he figures that this whole thing will just garner him sympathy from his troglodytes.
Okay.
And give him more fodder to point out how evil the system is stacked against him. And how feminazis are trying to bring him down.
Globalists.
And he just doesn't give a shit about having the kids. You know what I mean? And he's more worried about millions from InfoWars than he necessarily is about having custody of his kids.
So he's Lex Luthor.
I'm not saying that's the case. I'm just saying what are the choices? What are the other choices? He's either batshit and believes all this.
To me, batshit sort of covers everything because... Some of the stuff he does doesn't make any sense. There's no other explanation for it, except he's fucking loony and he has no choice but to act out. He's swimming in the pool and somebody's tossing him hamburgers so he doesn't go crazy. Who the fuck lives like that?
God, Kate.
Oh, yeah.
What crawled up inside you? On the subject of alcohol use, I'm now reading from BuzzFeed. Jones says his intake varies, but that he's not intoxicated around the children and rarely ever drunk.
Mm.
When he was shown a clip of himself outside the Capitol building before the inauguration, looking intoxicated, He suggested he was not, and he does not get intoxicated on the set of his show. Sometimes I'll have a drink every day. Other times I'll go without it for months.
Sometimes I'll have a drink every day.
And then other times I'll go without it for months.
Okay, because every day is not sometimes.
Details of the sex life came up.
Ugh, God.
Her attorney suggested that in March he said he had sex with another woman while engaged to his current wife. Oh, wait. So this
is shit.
There's a new wife. There's new mom. I didn't know that. This is his previous wife who wants custody of their kids.
Okay, I see.
And there's a new mom.
Oh, is she still in the fucking picture?
Yeah.
So she lives back at the compound, new mom. Oh, I get it. Okay.
So the attorneys say that during the deposition, he claimed he cheated on current wife
right.
when they were engaged. But he disputed it and says that it was before they were engaged.
I fucked her before I asked the other one to marry me.
I mean, is it crazy to think?
I'd have to see a calendar, he said.
He forgot.
I'd have to see a calendar.
I have to see a calendar if I betrayed my fucking wedding vows.
Yeah.
Really?
I keep track of every load.
Yeah. Again, nothing is out of the question. I don't know. I don't know with this fucking guy. Can't expect like crazy people to not act fucking crazy.
He says that a lot of the frustration appears to be that Jones is unable to respond to reports in the news. He's like going crazy that he can't talk about this. He can't go on his show and start screaming about what a horrible, evil woman he married. There's no redeeming qualities. Does your wife have any redeeming qualities?
No.
I can't purge her myself.
God damn it. Just say she's a good mom. I don't know. And why can't he just go on InfoWars and talk about the fucking news? I don't want to tune into Alex Jones and hear him talking about his wife. Maybe I do. That's entertaining. Yeah, I would love that.
Oh, it was just yesterday that the judge barred cell phones, computers, and electronic devices from the courtroom.
Oh, shit.
Limiting the ability for reporters to cover the trial without leaving the room.
Okay.
So that's what this guy's doing. He's watching, and then when something happens, he scurries out.
Right.
And tweets. scurries back in.
God, I mean,
they got to be tag teaming because it probably has other journalists who are like, if I miss anything, please just I'm going to go out and tweet.
His ratings must be good, though. His downloads for a stupid fucking show.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, right.
I think he's off. Right. Didn't your brother, Jeffrey, or the Talkeetna correspondent in Alaska
correspondent
sent us a message yesterday that Jones's sidekick or his toady or his co-host hosting.
That's horrible. See, that tells you that, yeah, Alex Jones is nuts, but he is a unique performer.
Unique.
You can't replace the guy on that show. You just can't.
Oh, no.
Can't listen to it. It sucks.
Right. Yeah, there's no way in hell.
Yeah, in their show, they also cut away to different stories, and it's generally another reporter, and that part sucks. I don't listen. I fast forward through that because I'm like, eh. When Alex Jones, baby.
You got to go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, and you can see a series of photographs taken last night at the White House showing that anybody can get a security clearance to get into the White House because there's one picture of, I don't even know if I put this one up yet, but there's a picture, three people had dinner with Donald Trump last night and their families.
Oh, my God, really?
Ted fucking Nugent.
Oh, yes.
Kid fucking Rock. And Sarah fucking Palin.
I don't think Kid Rock will ever go by Kid fucking Rock. What? I think that's tough.
A trifecta.
Oh, God. So much talent.
There's a picture of Trump sitting behind the desk in the Oval Office.
Yes.
With, it looks like, Ted Nugent, probably that's probably his wife. I don't know who that is. He's got his arm around.
Ted Nugent?
He's also got his arm around Sarah Palin.
Ooh.
And then the other side is Kid Rock, who's probably his wife or current girlfriend.
Is it true they did karaoke in the White House when they came over?
Yeah, they mudded. Mudding.
Mudding, boy.
We're going to mow down that garden that Negress put in and put in a mud pit.
You know what I would put on? You know what I would do with that Michelle Obama's garden? I would turn into a putt-putt thing. I think it'd be fun to have a mini golf course. It's relaxing.
Palin ended up posting the photos from her visit, and of course they were widely mocked on social media.
It's insane, dude. That's the GOP. I mean, Kid Rock's going to be a fucking senator, right?
There's one picture where apparently they found the first lady portrait hanging of Hillary Rodham Clinton, and her and Rock and Nugent are standing in front of it making goofy faces. Sarah's pointing backwards to the picture like, ugh. These are adults. Standing in the White House.
And it's that's disrespectful.
In front of the painting of the former first lady.
I mean, don't you have to have some awe, some wonder, I don't know, some respect for the office a little bit? Like, you can't sit there and mock.
Right.
I mean, I guess you can do whatever the fuck you want. It's a free country.
I mean, when we went to that air museum in Pensacola.
Yes.
And there's a jet there. It was the jet that George Bush used when he landed on that aircraft carrier with his balls hiked up.
Mission accomplished.
For the mission accomplished, right? Wasn't that the jet?
Yeah, look at my package.
And it even has on the side of it, President.
Oh, yeah.
George W. Bush.
Right.
Stenciled onto it.
Yeah.
And I took a selfie of myself in front of it, giving a goofy, oh my God, I'm going to vomit face. Big difference than in the White House. I would not go to the White House and stand in front of a picture of George Bush
of
and stick my finger down my throat or something that.
I mean, it's fucking
Instagram.
Dumb. I mean, follow Pat on Instagram at Vile Experience. But that's fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's.
Could you imagine somebody visits Obama and they make fun of Barbara Bush's picture? You would never hear the fucking end of it.
Oh, right.
It would be insane. Michael Savage.
Look at the disrespect.
Oh, my God. Alex Jones would have to change fucking diapers.
Exhausting.
He'd lose his fucking mind.
It's just all exhausting.
Right. See, the GOP, the bar is so low, nobody expects those assholes to behave. I mean, what else do you expect? Sarah Palin, Kid Rock, and fucking Ted Nugent.
Yeah.
Let them alone in the White House. They're going to fucking ruin the place.
Creepy.
Totally creepy. I mean,
just a bunch of spectacular assholes.
And you think about like Ted Nugent. I mean, that guy is totally fucking loony. And think about the shit he said about Obama.
Yeah.
And that guy gets an invitation to the Oval Office.
Sure.
They must not be thinking. That's insane.
There's a story here is this the story I want to talk about? All right, let's talk about this. Well, you know, Aaron Hernandez, yesterday, former NFL player, convicted murderer.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Hernandez was found dead in his cell.
God, he was.
Sadly.
How shitty was he at murdering someone? He spit his gum out in the vehicle.
Oh, was that the.
Yeah, or right outside the vehicle where, I don't know, somebody, he killed somebody.
Took him out to the woods and, like.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Or no, did. Convicted. Killed him.
His gum.
Well,
what
now they're saying that he, you know, the people who knew him were like, there's no way. He was not suicidal. He just wasn't. Something happened. We got to look into this.
Right.
More of the reports are coming out of what happened. It turns out he had, like, with a red Sharpie, had written a Bible verse on his forehead. Or a Bible verse was found written on his forehead. Let's put it that way.
That would be so hard to write.
John 3:16.
Okay.
Which is one of the most quoted Bible verses. It's the one about whoever believes in Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
That's
and
hilarious.
He also appeared to have drawn red marks on his hands and feet like stigmata.
Oh, my God. Is he trying to resurrect himself?
Officials said that he hanged himself using a bed sheet attached to the cell window.
Ugh.
But now they're saying that they're looking into the possibility that he may have smoked K2, which is that synthetic, they call it synthetic marijuana. It has nothing to do with marijuana. It's a horrible, terrifying, it's like bath salts kind of drug.
Oh, shit. Turn you into a cannibal.
That he may have smoked this synthetic marijuana called K2 the night before that night.
No shit. Made him suicidal.
So now they're speculating that maybe he went nuts because of that drug.
Because why would he kill himself now?
His lawyer said he was, you know, they appealed his, he was acquitted of the second round of murders. But, they had a double murder that they thought they had him on.
Oh,
and just two weeks ago, whatever, he was acquitted of that.
Right.
Still convicted of that first one, serving life, I think. But he said that the lawyer said that he was looking forward to the appeal and was hoping that he could finally get out, that he still swears he's innocent and that he would get out.
Get out of jail?
So that nobody says he was suicidal.
I thought there was DNA evidence. He chewed that gum, linking him to the murder.
He's probably not going
to
get out of jail. But they said he was optimistic.
Wow.
Nonetheless.
That's kind of shocking.
One person speculated that it might have been the day before in court, seeing his little daughter, who he hadn't seen in a while, may have triggered some emotions.
Yeah, you think?
And if you combine it with that horrible drug,
right,
he might have just lost his mind for a moment and ends up dead.
He's going to smoke a little K2 and kill himself. That's crazy.
Maybe he didn't want to, as the K2 made him batshit.
I mean, it's not crazy that he wanted to kill himself.
Well, Aaron Hernandez, the best of circumstances, right? Yeah,
crazy
fucking
murderer. But,
so there you go. That's the latest with Aaron Hernandez. The very sad, strange circumstances of what's going on there. I've got I don't want to do that story.
God fucking damn it. There's any comics listening to this fucking show? Probably not. Quit fucking sending me these stupid fucking shithead. I'll send you a note for a spot, fuckface. You'll send me 5 notes.
Somebody wants to be on your show.
Send me 1 note. Okay.
This is interesting. We were apparently they should enlist Alex Jones.
Ooh.
To take care of this little problem.
Yes.
When animals get pissed.
Los Angeles, California.
Oh, shit.
Dateline yesterday.
Yes.
A neighborhood near, let's say, Murrieta?
Murrieta, Georgia?
No, Murrieta, MU.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Here in California, I believe.
I've never been there.
Near Riverside.
Oh, God. God, you know, the best episodes of Cops take place in Riverside. You ever notice that?
The what?
Cops.
Oh, yeah.
The best episode of Cops,
Texas.
Tell you what, you can't watch Cops anymore.
Can't.
You can't find any fucking and we were wrong to enjoy that show ever in the past. I'm sorry. That just must have been so fucked up.
Running through the streets of this near Riverside is a zebra. Was a zebra.
How the fuck did it get there? Did it swim across the ocean?
Nancy Risen was saw it with her own eyes.
She wasn't smoking this K2 shit.
She's like, I'm thinking this has got to be a prank. No one's got zebras here or any place that I'm aware of.
It's a hologram like Tupac.
Other than the zoo. She said the zebra got close to the car.
Oh, shit.
She said it looked like it was saying, hi, how are you? That kind of thing. It was priceless.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
The agency, it was somebody who had a zebra. She said, I wasn't aware people could keep zebras.
They might not be able to. People have pets and they're not allowed to. How do you think we get all these goddamn boa constrictors?
Riverside County Animal Services said there are no restrictions or permits needed to own zebras.
Because it's Riverside.
They're just horses.
Look at the people
stripes.
Here.
Stripes. It's not like it's a lion that's going to take you out. Zebras aren't wandering the Hollywood Hills killing people.
Well, have you ever heard
hoofing
of
hoofing them to death.
Have you ever heard a thing called the environment?
What, you think the zebras are going to take over the indigenous species of...
Well, look what pythons have done to Florida and the Everglades.
Yeah, but they're a predator. Zebras eat grass.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So what eats a zebra?
Well, there you go. Maybe the mountain lions would be happy to have a zebra to chomp on. So finally, the zebra... I think it might be multiple zebras. Ponies. Some ponies got loose, too.
See, what if the zebra mates with a pony? Then what? What do you have? A zony?
Oh, they have...
Does that exist?
I forget what they call them. Yeah. I don't know that they're fertile. They might be like mules where a donkey can fuck a horse and right. have a baby, but the baby can't have babies.
You think the donkey is like, holy shit, this feels different. Are they making me mate with a horse? Oh, God, I hate that.
Or the other way around.
Right.
God, this is loose.
Oh, shit. There's zebra in me. Get the zebra out of me.
Give me a horse. Oh, God damn it.
It's a fucking horse. What do I look like?
They're unsure.
Yeah.
When exactly the zebras got loose. Neighbors took it upon themselves to corral it and a few of the ponies which had escaped.
Oh, jeez. What would you do? You look outside in Koreatown. There's a fucking zebra walking down the street.
Ryzen says now she sees how well behaved they are. She wouldn't mind having one.
Oh, come on.
I would, but I think my husband would kill me if I brought home another large animal, she said. So it sounds like she's got horses or ponies.
Don't you think
cows
in America, like, we sort of have an issue with people having pets that they shouldn't fucking have, like snakes and alligators, big cats? There's a shit ton of big cats in captivity.
Well, if you're going to do the exotic animal, I'm way okay with it being a zebra.
Which, if you had any, if you could choose any exotic
or a
animal,
gnu,
which one would you do?
Well, something non-killing.
Oh, yeah.
Something that's not going to eat me.
Platypus.
Duck-billed to death.
You know, they have venomous flippers. There's a barb in their flipper.
Oh, they have a little pokey thing. Yeah.
It poisons you.
Yeah.
Like Putin.
Very strange little creatures.
Oh, yes.
Good job, God.
Yeah. What the fuck is up with that?
Spare parts laying around.
Why does this raccoon duck sting me to death? What's the point in that?
Let's have a rat with a bill.
Can we have an animal that doesn't do anything bad?
Well, zebra.
Yeah. Hoof you.
The worst it did is shit somewhere.
It's going to count you to death.
So there you go. That's what's going on in the animal world.
Oh, shit.
Just today, a spontaneous when animals get pissed.
And that should satisfy, you know, the audience, because people have been calling more when animals get pissed segments.
I believe there has been calls for when animals get pissed.
Right? Maybe people just need a little levity with this Trump shit. It's heavy, dude. We could be looking at thermonuclear holocaust.
Well, in fact, on the Twitter yesterday, Steve tweeted us a couple of animal stories.
Thank you, Steve.
Officer viciously attacked by a goose.
That's not funny.
Indiana detective caught on camera. Apparently, he'd walked too close to the bird's nest. They're mean fuckers, right?
A goose raped me. It did.
But here's a story that you'll not like, Ryan.
Sharks.
Yes.
God damn it.
I'm reading from the New York Post. Thanks, Steve, for the tweet. A plucky teenager. A plucky teenager.
Do you think when... this is a British writer.
New York Post.
Yeah, but he's not...
Oh, you think he's... She, Leah.
Who the fuck says plucky?
Leah... Ooh. Eustachewicz.
Do you think there's anything to the wisdom of... It's not about picking the most interesting word. It's about picking the most effective word. Is that true or not? Because I don't know about plucky. Yes, it's interesting. Yes, it gets my attention. I don't know what that fucking means.
A plucky teenager went from spring breaker to survivor.
Oh, jeez.
Punching a shark in the schnoz to escape a terrifying attack in Florida.
Oh, God. Yeah, in Florida. In the water.
In the Gulf.
Yeah, I know. Where? We're in the Gulf.
Caitlin Taylor, 17 years old, suffered several bite marks on her legs, required over 140 stitches.
No shit.
Caitlin was in Destin, Florida.
Oh, my God. And she was 17?
She is. She's still with us.
Oh, she made it. They're going to throw the book at that shark. She's a minor.
Right. Underage girl eating.
You shall fucking A. They're going to put a little,
she was there.
What do they call it? An ankle.
For a spring break softball tournament in Destin.
Oh, yeah.
She's from, with her teammates from Atherton High School in Louisville, Kentucky.
Fuck you.
The group was enjoying a day at the beach when a 5-foot-long shark swam past them.
Oh, God.
Brushed up against her sister, who's also on the team, and then turned towards Caitlin.
What a pervy shark, man. Leave the underage girls alone, stupid.
The mom said, Caitlin says she turned around and the head of it was coming towards her with a wave.
Oh, God.
It was waving at her. Oh, the wave in the water. Oh, I see.
Probably. Plucky.
And
who wrote this?
She turned back to swim to shore, and that's when she felt it grab her and lift her.
Oh, my fucking God. How the fuck can the... How did it lift
waist
her?
Deep water at the time. She turned around and punched the shark in the nose, which enabled her to get her leg out of its jaws.
Oh, my God.
She has cuts all over her hands, upper, lower, has upper and lower jaw marks on both legs.
Ugh. Hey, so...
And they don't know what kind of shark it was.
A bat, one in the water. It doesn't matter.
And initially, they thought it was just a dolphin.
It is not. I mean...
And that's where you'd be like, oh, cool, there's a dolphin over there. No. Let's head towards it, right?
Yeah, no, not me.
Next thing you know, your balls are getting chewed off.
You have to watch when you're in that shallow water. I know it doesn't seem like you. They're fucking everywhere.
It's a little disconcerting. I mean, I love that water.
Right.
It's so warm.
How much do you love it?
Nice. It's nice. I love swimming there in the Gulf. But
you love that?
When we were swimming. Love what?
That leg.
Well, yeah, that's my point, is when we were, right. out there, you go out a little bit of ways, and it's like, especially when you go out past, you know, where you can't touch bottom anymore.
You're fucked.
And you're floating around there in the nice warm water, and I was just kind of floating thinking, I wonder what's beneath me right now.
But you know what? You know what the great thing is? You don't have to think about it. You don't, because at that point...
You're fucked anyway if it's going to get you. Right, right.
It's out of your hands. The choice is with the shark, whether or not you leave that water in one piece.
True.
Not you.
True.
Not anymore. You went in the water. But I loved going in that water, too.
I'll still go back in that water. I love that water. But, right. You know, it's always in the back of your mind that...
You're going to be hopping around the rest of your fucking life.
There's some fucking sharks around here.
What's up, Stubby?
Thanks for joining us this lovely Thursday, everybody. We're back tomorrow, Faithless Friday. We're going to unbutton our trench coats and flash our atheism a little bit more.
Oh, shit.
In your direction.
Right.
Shake it. God, there's a couple of stories that I just don't know if I can wait till tomorrow, though. Faithless Friday-ish.
Oh, God, where did the week go? Oh, I know. We've been so busy following Schittler. Starting a nuclear kerfuffle.
Kerfuffle. Here's a story from last week that I didn't get to for Faithless Friday. Good news.
Oh,
let's
yes.
have a little good news.
Okay.
And odd news.
It's not quite good. See,
it's good, but it's odd.
There's always a caveat. When you tell me we're going to have good news, there's always a fucking but.
When one tries to explain the reasoning behind this poll, the answers of this poll.
Right.
A new survey commissioned... Ooh. Over across the pond by our friends at the BBC, the British Broadcasting Company.
Welcome to the BBC.
Corporation?
I don't know. Corporation?
Cockwaddles?
Company?
The British Broadcasting Cockwaddles.
Oh, I like a cockwobble with a B. Cockwobbles.
They... It's very, very strange. People were asked about the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Right. Resurrection.
There weren't many.
Okay, so he floated up to heaven.
Corporation, by the way. British Broadcasting Corporation.
Noted!
A new survey asked... they found that, let's get to the meat of it. They found that 9%, figure this out, 9% of people who identify as non-religious.
Nine.
Don't believe.
Okay.
Believe in the resurrection.
Okay.
One percent of whom believe it literally. The Bible.
They believe it literally, like Adam's roaming around in the garden and
but
out from his rib.
They claim that they're non-religious.
How the fuck is that possible? Are they nuts like Alex Jones?
But the interesting thing is that people who identify as Christians.
Yes.
I'm a Christian, I am.
Hello, Mr. Christian.
23% of self-proclaimed Christians in Great Britain do not believe that Jesus was resurrected.
Are they just fucking drunk? How can you do that?
Isn't that...
That's the thing.
The definition of a Christian is that you believe
that
he was Christ, Jesus Christ. That was his last name. It wasn't, but that's what they call
him. He is motherfucking risen. They say that over and over and over again in fucking church.
How does this make fucking sense?
I don't know. This is irritating. I hate when people that believe in bullshit don't follow the tenets of their stupid fucking faith. Makes me nuts.
But this is the fundamental. I'm a Christian. Oh, so you believe Jesus is resurrected? Oh, fuck no.
See, this sounds like a Monty Python skit now. It really does. It's nuts.
It's beyond baffling to me.
You Christian right-wing nut jobs, you got to believe in the resurrection, right? Without that, you would burn in hell from all your normal fucking
sins.
That's the crux.
Vibe.
I don't get it.
Very strange. They talked to a Christian pastor there, who is a liberal.
Okay.
Reverend Dr. Lorraine Kavanaugh.
That's hilarious.
Acting General Secretary for Modern Church.
Oh, I miss Kavanaugh!
Which promotes a liberal Christian theology.
Okay.
Reverend Dr. Lorraine Kavanaugh said, "You're talking about adults here, and an adult faith requires that it be constantly questioned.
Richard!
Constantly reinterpreted.
Right.
Which, incidentally, is very much what modern church is actually about."
Oh, you know what? This is an episode of Keeping Up Appearances.
This is bullshit.
Yeah, it is stupid as fuck.
Because an adult faith requires that it be constantly questioned. I concur. 100%.
Yes.
And if you're constantly questioning these faiths, you're going to end up with, I don't think this guy was resurrected.
Yeah, right?
You're going to end up with stuff that may kind of lean towards like reality and
science. And it doesn't make any sense, right? Well, why would you go to the trouble to be a fucking Christian and do all that shit and not just let yourself believe the bullshit? You're not going to get anything out of it. To me, that's what you get out of being religious.
Well, you're not a Christian.
Yeah. You're not a Christian if you don't believe Jesus ascended to
but
fucking heaven.
But I like the whole love each other thing and turn the other cheek and all that. Well, that's so do I. So do I.
Right. I believe in Santa Claus, not just the fat guy that delivers presents.
Reverend Dr. Lorraine Kavanaugh continued, "Science, but also intellectual and philosophical thought has progressed. It has a trickle-down effect on just about everybody's lives."
Ooh, yes.
So to ask an adult to believe in the resurrection the way they did when they were at Sunday school simply won't do.
Okay.
It simply won't do.
I kind of appreciate where this person's going because she's reading the writing on the wall.
And that's true of much of the key elements of the Christian faith. Oh, yeah. They're evolving. These fucking Christian churches are evolving.
You're evolving to the point where you don't believe in the resurrection?
I'm all for.
Then what's the point?
Again, if their tenets are... help the poor, help the sick, help the needy, help the elderly, love each other, be kind, treat each other, not like cunts, then...
Bring the Cubs another World Series
all
ring.
That stuff.
That would be nice.
Then I'm way for that. Then, but you're not, you will have, let's ask Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III what his view of this... of Reverend Dr. Lorraine Kavanaugh of the modern church in England.
Oh, he'd lose his mind.
Of what? Well, they're not Christians.
His face would tense up.
They're not real Christians.
His face would tense up so hard. His skin would become so taut. His lips would just pop off.
You mean they don't hate homosexuals? Well, they're not real Christians.
That's my favorite part. You can't take that away.
And well, I'm
that's
reading
bizarre.
From the Patheos blog, the friendly atheist over here, who says, well, these, how many beliefs do you have to give up before the whole Christian label no longer makes sense?
Right.
And then he says,
it's like that episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, and fucking Larry David orders a Cobb salad, but with everything on the side to the point where it's no longer a fucking Cobb salad.
It's a deconstructed plate of separate things.
There's no Jesus going up to heaven. What's the fucking point?
And he writes, and will these Christians be celebrating Easter?
Right. What are you going to do with all those bunnies?
It's your big day.
That is the day. Without the day, one you the burn most, in hell. Yeah,
one of the most bizarre poll results.
Poll.
I've done ever
but
seen.
Really, I mean, the whole idea is like, he ascended to heaven. It was a sacrifice for your fucking mortal sins. Now you're going to burn in hell. Without your savior.
Well, yeah, if you
without resurrection.
If you don't ultimately believe that he died for your sin. Right. Though it's the whole died for your
you're
sins.
You're going to burn in fucking hell. Just like you and me.
I mean, it's all crazy. Right. You know, if you listen to us tomorrow, it's all, we think it's all nuts.
And Kate, are you going to burn it? She's going to burn in hell too. Did you know that?
Who, the dog?
Yeah.
No, they just cease to exist. They go into limbo with the babies that aren't baptized. At least that's what the Catholics believe.
Hey, Jesus, can I get the same, like, I don't know, give me the same mercy that you might show a dog or a baby that died in childbirth? Guess not.
The couple minutes left here on the big show.
Yes.
Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy shit through our Amazon hole, crabdiving.com/
Oh, shit.
Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
Tomorrow we'll recount a little bit of Rick Joyner.
Oh, yes. What a loon.
Who?
It's a fucking asshole.
Actually, Rick Joyner will recount his 8-hour trip to heaven that he made recently, apparently.
Is that like when you see the light or something?
I, you know.
How much is that? Does he take a charter, a little gondola?
I don't know. What
a cable car.
Yeah.
Is there a gift shop when you get out of it? They really soak you.
With the Lord.
Fuck you. How do you walk on the clouds and not just fall through and die?
Well, it's God magic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But if you're visiting?
Big snowshoes.
Don't flirt with
and
the angels.
And you have those wings and shit, right?
Oh, you get wings?
Don't you?
I don't
you're
know.
Doesn't that mean you're constantly hovering? It's tiring.
How good are you? How good were you during your life? You think you need wings?
Every time a bell rings.
All right.
In the last moments here of the show, Ryan.
Yes.
You are the expert on the show.
Oh shit!
When it comes to
in
this
what?
Subject, you were a. Do they call them coffee artists, barista? Part. You were a partner.
I was a coffee designer, architect
at Starbucks.
Yes.
For a brief time.
And believe me, when I worked there, we did not ejaculate into the lattes like in wherever.
Like Reverend James, Pastor James Manning.
I never did that.
But come in the lattes.
I can't anymore. We're tired. I don't have any more.
Well, it seems that Starbucks is might have had a fail with
My
their latest.
Sack is empty.
Their latest. Marketing ploy, which is the unicorn frappuccino. Have you seen this?
What's wrong with that? What is it?
It's a unicorn with like rainbow blue and pink shit in it. But I guess it's really fucking hard to make.
Hard.
And it's like nasty as hell.
Well, it's all the unicorn DNA you gotta get in there. It's tough. It's tough on the blender, really.
16 ounces of fat.
Ooh, is that a lot?
400 calories.
Yummy.
59 grams of sugar.
Holy shit.
59 grams of sugar. 10 grams of saturated, unadulterated fat.
Fuck yeah, baby.
45 milligrams of cholesterol.
Why do they call it the unicorn, though? Because it's...
It's like, the marketing thing. And that's what's happening. That's one of the things people are saying on social media is like, please stop. You can stop the unicorning now. That's like the new fad.
You know what it is?
Oh, look, it's the new unicorn that's this. It's the new unicorn that.
Yeah, that's from that stupid fucking horrible show on HBO, Silicon Valley. Everybody wants to be like these heartless fucking startup motherfuckers. Unicorn is a startup term. It's a term for like a disruptive kind of company that takes a like Uber or Lyft. Disrupts the taxi business. It's a unicorn. Something like that. Silicon Valley douchebaggery.
We'll be back with Koreatown douchebaggery tomorrow.
Hell yeah, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Faithless Friday. Join us. Spread us.
Ooh.
Spread the crabs.
Be gentle.
Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Please leave us a good review if you're so kind. It Hello. Helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram feed at Rated R Comedy, or go to his website, which is ratedrcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Tonight, a brand new Daily Upper Decker if you're listening live. Otherwise, get Hell it on yeah. iTunes and Stitcher. Don't forget everything else here on the network. Have a great evening, everybody. Back tomorrow.
Bye bye.
Blah, 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 blah.
What is sin?
Blah, 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 blah.
Well, God gave his commandments blah, 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 blah. So that we could see our sin.
Stop talking. No one listen.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.